You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Hey, you want that to go?
Time for some news takeouts. And first up, a House subcommittee is ready to begin its congressional inquiry into the government's role in bailing out the insurance giant American International Group, AIG. Louise Story, a business reporter for our partner, The New York Times, is here. She has a story in today's paper that previews some of the revelations that are coming to light in these hearings. What are we likely to hear today in the hearings and on Capitol Hill?
So first off, this is going to be, you know, kind of everyone getting in a room and just attacking these politicians, these policymakers behind the decisions. And those people are Tim Geithner, who is now the Secretary of the Treasury, but, you know, he used to run the New York Fed when all this happened with AIG. And the New York Fed was crucial to those decisions. Republicans and Democrats both are expected to attack him because Republicans want to set themselves up for the congressional elections this year, and Democrats are kind of reeling from that Massachusetts loss in the Senate seat last week. But then we're going to have Hank Paulson, you know, who was the Treasury Secretary at the time. He will be equally attacked. So just get ready for kind of no one holding back on that. Now, we were plowing through some of the documents yesterday that have been released related to this, and my colleague Gretchen Morgenson and I did discover something that was really a revelation in terms of the fact that they had another option. So that everyone's talking about, why did AIG pay the banks 100 cents on the dollar for these contracts that AIG had with Goldman, Societe Generale, Merrill Lynch? And we discovered that there was another option they were looking at for weeks about, instead of paying the banks to end these contracts, let's make the banks give the $30 billion that they've already received from AIG, let's make them give it back to AIG.
Right. There you go.
And we'll guarantee those deals, and they don't need that collateral. So that would have made the banks really upset, but they didn't do that.
The issue there is the banks got made whole, but the taxpayers aren't going to be.
Right.
That's really
well,
the issue.
We don't know yet on the taxpayers. Now the taxpayers own all these mortgage bonds. We don't know how they're going to come through. But what we do know is the way this was handled helped the banks get whole very fast, took a lot more taxpayer money, and was possibly a lot costlier to AIG.
And you know, this AIG bailout at a price of $85 billion took place in September of 2008. That was under the Bush administration, but there's the link with Obama's administration.
That's right, Tim Geithner.
Yeah. Louise Story, thanks so much.
Well, X-raying the AIG bailout will be a very, very interesting piece of film, that's for sure. So let's look at sports. Ibrahim Abdelmateen is here, Takeaway Sports contributor. The Australian Open is underway. First of all, Djokovic seems to be headed for a match with Federer in the finals. I don't know. Where do we stand right now?
Well, right now, they call it the Grand Slam of Asia. So where we stand at the moment is that Joe Wilfried Tsonga is battling. It's a really tough match. It's in the second set right now as we speak. So if you're at home and you want to turn on and watch some tennis, you can do it right now.
Right now.
Right now. So also, Roger Federer, he lost the first set to Davinenko, but then he
came right back.
Came right back, and he won three sets in a row. Yeah. So that sets up. Andy Murray's going to be he won over Nadal, so Andy Murray going to be playing Martin Cilic, I believe that's the way you say his name, in the other semifinal. So now Roger Federer's just waiting, and it looks like just kind of like formality to see who Roger Federer's going to beat.
And I'm for Roger Federer because his name I can pronounce.
Because he's cute.
No, that's I can pronounce his name.
Most people like Roger.
I think I'm holding on.
And on
what about the women?
On the women's side, Venus Williams, she was up 5-4. In the second set, and it looked like almost that seemed set to go, that she was going to take the win. But then she just let it go, and she actually said this. She said, I was actually thinking, and it wasn't a champion's thought, if I lose today and don't win in doubles, I guess I can catch a flight on Friday. And that's not the way you're supposed to think when you're going to win.
And so it's two Chinese players in the finals now.
It's two in the semifinals.
Semifinals, correct.
And so... And Li Na could be the first she could beat another Williams, and she's going to face Serena in the semifinal match. So it could be, like I said before, it is the Grand Slam of Asia. There could be two Chinese women in the final if they get past the next round, which the Zheng Ji is going to be going against Justine Henin. So Henin is on a run. She's the Kim Clijsters of this year. She's made a great comeback run this year. So we'll see. It's going to be a great semifinal in Australia.
All right. Thank you. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor.
Good morning.
Working on all those Asian names. I got to work on them, too.
Yeah.
The Australian Open. This year, it's a revolutionary year.
For our last take, we're giving our listeners the last word, more like six last words. All this week, we've been asking you what you think the state of our union is in advance of the president's State of the Union address tonight.
This is Brad from Oklahoma. My State of the Union, partisanship and fanaticism continue to divide.
Hello, this is Cheryl Aldrich from Randolph, Massachusetts. We are all in this together.
Some of you are doing a State of the Union in six words, but some of you are doing more of a response, a kind of Republican or an anti-Obama response. Listen.
Hi, Celia from Rhode Island. Don't blame Obama. Bush did this.
This is Kel in Stillwater, Oklahoma. The end result of Republican obstructionism.
But Skipper says Obama is really not a big improvement over Bush.
No change, just more hypocrisy / lies.
Yikes, use of the / there. I wonder if that counts as a word. Thanks for calling in. Keep them coming. Keep your six words, State of the Union, State of Obama, State of Healthcare, State of the Economy, whatever. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post it to our website, thetakeaway.org.
And actually write that number down in a Post-it or notebook or whatever, because after you watch the address tonight, we want you to call us with your takes after the address. We want to gauge how everyone across the country is reacting, and we need your voice to make that happen.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.